Gluttony.
I'll have one meat lover's pizza, one taco lover's steak, and one pizza lover's taco. Hurry.
Pride.
After this battle, the name Custer will be synonymous with tactical genius.
Envy.
Marcy got an iPod when she broke her arm. Let's see what I get when I get hit by this car.
Anger.
Demoted back to letter carrier. Demoted back to letter carrier? Fuck you!
Confessionals.
The first step in repentance was confessing our sins to God, which we did freely, because he already knew about them anyway. Some religions required this message to go through a middleman, who could better make your case for you because he wasn't as hateful in God's eyes. Imagine if you found out that the guy you were confessing your sins to was actually into way more twisted shit than even you were. That would have been weird, huh? Anyway, confessionals were a private moment between person and confessor. The stenographer was there for insurance purposes.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 6 years since my last confession.
Go ahead, my child.
I took the Lord's name in vain.
An all too common sin, I'm afraid.
Normally I wouldn't, but it was just after I hit someone with my car.
I see. Was this person you hit injured?
I don't know. I drove away without stopping to check.
You didn't stop?
Yeah. Is that a sin?
Yes, that's a terrible sin.
Does it make it worse if it's a cop?
Wait, you hit a cop?
I can't be sure. I was going really fast when I hit him. Is speeding a sin?
Speeding's kind of beside the point here.
Well, that's a relief.
Did you call the hospital at least?
I haven't really had time. It happened like 3 minutes ago.
3 minutes? You just ran over a cop and the first thing you did is go to confession?
Why? Is going to confession a sin?
No, of course not, but...
Hey, I'm not as bad as I thought!
Okay, I'm not sure you want to be telling me this. You need to go to the police immediately.
No way! They put me in jail. But you've just got to take it, right?
Yes, I am bound to silence, but surely...
Besides, even if the cop lived, they'd probably want to put me in jail for stealing the world's largest diamond, which is what I was driving away from when I hit the cop. Father, are you there?
You stole the world's largest diamond.
Is that a sin?
Yes! Yes, that's a sin!
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I didn't kill anyone to get it.
Well, I guess that's something.
I need to confess another thing. I also lied, Father.
That's kind of inconsequential at this...
It was when I told you I didn't kill anyone to get that diamond. Man, it feels so good to get that off my chest!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Heaven.
Given how easy and fun earthly sinning could be, you'd think that our vision of heaven would have to dazzle us. However, the furthest our collective imaginations got was that heaven was white, well-maintained, and looked a little bit like the clean room in a hospital burn ward. Best we could tell, heaven was a place where you and everyone you'd ever known did happy things to harp music, something you never would have been caught dead listening to when you were alive.
Hell.
Hell was a fiery, Stygian pit of endless suffering, punctuated by noxious odors, bubbling semen, and unrelenting muzak. You earned this fate by either A, being bad, or B, being good, but worshipping the wrong god, or C, being good and worshipping the right god, but neglecting some other fundamental sacrament you didn't even know existed, like you're not supposed to get married on a Tuesday.